It's 89 degrees with a flood watch here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Hundreds of residents in the Bellmead Highlands neighborhood have brought legal action that Chiquit Estate and Garden says could shut it down. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports Chiquit launched a petition in response that gained 20,000 signatures in the first 2 days.
Beyond enjoying an elegant garden, people go to Chiquit for education, concerts, and weddings. Sometimes that creates heavy traffic, and the garden has just one entryway through neighborhood streets. That has led to friction with Chiquit's neighbors that has dragged on for years. It's at the heart of this legal tussle. Attorney Chanel Atchison says nearby residents don't feel safe outside during peak traffic.
They would like to be able to walk their dogs, to ride their bikes safely in their neighborhood.
Atchison is representing hundreds of residents called Neighbors for Safety in legal action against Chiquit. They're targeting a pressure point, Chiquit's permission to host major events that draw in crowds at a set time, like a concert. So the issue has been framed around halting construction of a parking garage. But really, Atchison says,
the main issue is to get the traffic caused by Chiquit to come from Highway 100.
A 2024 consultant's report found 5 pathways to divert traffic. Atchison says 4 of them are quite suitable. But Chiquit has only publicly supported the option for a shared driveway, one built through the Warner Park Forest that would branch into the park's golf course. Here's CEO Jane McLeod.
We absolutely support a highway shared use access drive.
That proposal has faced its own legal and community pushback and questions over funding. But anyhow, McLeod says the neighborhood group's legal challenge has the potential to shutter Chiquit.
If it was affected, it would literally close our doors.
In response, Chiquit launched a petition Tuesday to block it. About 20,000 people signed on in the first 2 days. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Stanley Black & Decker is closing its Sumner County plant. A state filing says 116 employees will be laid off by the end of the year. It's the latest in a string of closures for the toolmakers' facilities in recent years. The company does still operate a factory in Jackson, Tennessee. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.